of Chase and Sanborn Coffee presents Edgar Bergen, William Gaxton, Victor Moore, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Dale Evans, the sportsman, yours truly, Bill Goodwin, our special guest, Humphrey Bogart, and Charlie McCarthy.
Welcome to Chase and San, Mr. Bogart.
Thank you, Charlie. Hey, Charlie, does this particular week mean anything to you?
Yeah. I gotta go back to school, if that's what you mean.
Well, that's important, but there's something more important, Charlie.
Yeah?
We're starting America's third war loan to raise $15 billion before the end of this month. I'll tell you what that means, Charlie. It means that 50 million bonds must be sold in order to back the attack, and we cannot afford to fail. Our government is asking us to loan, not give, but loan our money by purchasing additional bonds. That means we must dig deeper into our wages and savings so that we can join the attack with everything we've got. The future looks bright. We're on the way to victory. But victory is not in the bag. It's up to us, the people, to prove that we are willing to match every sacrifice made by our fighting men by buying as many war bonds as we can afford. To ensure final victory, all of us must invest every cent that is not absolutely needed for food, shelter, and other necessities of life into the purchase of extra war bonds during this third war loan drive.
In the Army, in the Navy, in the Marines, up in the air and down in the submarines, for my land and yours, we're all serving in the same good cause. In the Army, in the Navy, in the Marines, everyone knows how much our liberty means. We'll wipe the Japs right off the map and call the Axis bluff. We'll beat the devil out of them until they cry enough.
To our Army
and the Navy
and the Marines,
up in the air and down in the submarines. Here's to the Army, the Navy, the Marines.
Well done, Ray, and very timely. Charlie.
Oh, excuse me.
Charlie, please.
What?
I would like to talk to you.
Yes, Mr. Bergen.
I have something here that I want you to sign. I want you to sign something.
Sign? What is it?
Well, it's right here. If you must know what it is, it's an employee's withholding exemption certificate.
Is it what?
Yeah. Employees withholding exemption certificate.
Would you mind dragging that past a little slower?
Yeah. Well, what it is, Charlie, it's a new tax plan.
Oh, is it?
Yes. And, you know, it's, you pay as you go.
Oh, I do?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, then you better pay, because I ain't gonna go. Oh, yeah.
Well, this tax plan will affect your allowance.
You mean my measly 75 cents a week?
Yes, Charlie.
Oh, don't pick on that.
Well, and this is the blank that you have to fill out.
I see. What does it say?
Well, you can read right there.
It says,
Well, you put your name and address here.
Yeah.
And check the box in the line below that applies to you.
Oh, I see.
Well, of course, the first one doesn't apply to you.
Oh, why doesn't?
Well, it's married person living with husband.
Oh, no, I'm not living with my husband. I left him. He was a brute, he was. He was just no good. Just no. I despised the man.
John, please.
He beat me. All right. No one will ever know what I went through.
Oh, please.
What's number two? Is married person living with wife? Well, that's not me.
No, that's not you.
Third one is Single person, not living, not married, not nothing. That's coming closer, you know. I guess I'm number four.
What's that?
Single husband, not married. Yeah, that's... that's me.
Now, Charlie.
Yeah?
If you want me to help you out with this application blank, you'd better cut out this nonsense.
Very good, sir.
And can you fill this slip? I say, can you fill out this slip?
Well, do you think I have the figure for it?
Yeah, no. But, Charlie... Charlie, you ought to be able to figure this out yourself.
Yes, let me see. 20%.
Yes.
Have you got a pencil?
Yes, here.
Thank you. Now, let's see. Now, how do you get 20% of 75 cents? Yes, let's see. I put down 75.
That's right. Then put your decimal point 20 under it.
Yes, 20, decimal point.
That's right. And multiply 20 times 75.
20 times 75.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yeah, I got it now. O times O, that's O.
Yeah.
I put down a goose egg.
That's right.
O times 7 is, O times 7, see. That's a sticker, isn't it? Oh, that's O, too.
That's O, too, yeah.
It comes out O-O.
That's right. 00 is correct.
See, I've been working like a dog and I got nothing to show for it.
Now continue. Now the 2 and the 5.
Oh, yes. Five goes into 2. Well, it doesn't go, does it?
No.
There's no use forcing it.
No. No, Charlie, you've made a mistake. You carry the 7.
Oh, I carry the 7.
Yes,
I carry the 7.
Yes.
Why don't I carry the 0? It's lighter.
No.
Let's see.
Now, you put down the 0. Now, what about your 7?
Yeah, I'm going to work on that right now.
All right.
The 7. Yeah, I got to jack up the 7 and times 2 and plug in 1. 2 times 7 is 14.
That's right.
Yeah, it's 14. Bring down to 4, add 1, pearl 3. No. Siphon out the 7 and saute the goose egg.
No.
And you slop it all together and it comes out around 131, except February, which is 28.
Oh, no.
Hey, what's the trouble, Charlie? What's going on?
Well, Charlie's trying to figure 20% of his 75 cents a week allowance, and it didn't come out so good.
It's one of those impossible problems, Mr. Goodwin.
Oh, I see. Well, Charlie, it would be much easier to figure it out if you asked Bergen to raise your allowance to $1 a week.
Yeah. You're new around here, aren't you?
Why do you waste your time on that, Charles? You don't have to pay any 20% unless you're getting over $12 a week.
Yes, I know, but... what did you say? Is that right, Bergen?
Well, I haven't read the form very closely. Well, Bergen,
you can't...
Well, now, Charlie, please. No, don't touch me, Charlie.
You've ultra-violated my trust.
What?
You've framed me like a picture.
Oh, now, Charlie, please. Listen, Charlie.
Let go my lapel.
Now, Charlie.
Before you feel my...
From person to person all over the country, the good word has been flying until today. Chase and Sanborn shows a truly amazing new record. More people have changed to Chase and Sanborn coffee in the past year than to any other kind. Yes, the ups and downs of coffee buying in the past 12 months have taught new millions the value of flavor. It's flavor you're buying when you ask for coffee. So get the blend that can say, this is the finest, richest, most flavorful coffee we've ever made. And that's Chase and Sanborn. It gives you a cup full of solid satisfaction every time it's poured. Coffee as it should be, full-bodied, supremely delicious. In fact, Chase and Sanborn is more than one coffee. It's the finer ones blended. Call that to mind every time you buy coffee. You're entitled to all this flavor, so make sure you get it. Get all you can. Ask your grocer for delicious, fresh-flavored Chase and Sanborn coffee.
Me. Hey, Bergen, I think I smell a murder.
No. That's not a murder, Charlie. It's William Gaxton singing.
Now I know it's murder.
Hello there, Charlie. Say, Charlie, how would you like to make $1,000,000?
Yeah, Bergen, the guy ain't only a murderer, he's a con man.
No, no kidding, Charlie. I've been looking for a nice young fella that I can make into a crooner. I inserted an ad in the paper, and if the right young fella comes along with $25, I'll make him famous.
Hello. Excuse me, are you the man who's looking for a young man to make famous for $25?
Yes, sir, I'm the man.
Let's get out of the joint, Bergen. Gaxton's landed a sucker.
Now, my man, before I make you one of the most talked of men in the world today, I must ask you a very personal question. What is your name?
My name is Victor Moore, and I'm anxious to become famous. Here's the $25. Now, what's the gimmick?
All right. Now, here's my plan briefly. Mr. Moore, I believe in giving the world what it wants. And what the world wants right now is a crooner with swoon power.
You mean another Singing Sam?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the idea, but not clearly. I suppose, Mr. Moore, that you've done some singing?
Oh, yes. I was a pin boy in a quartet.
You said a pin boy in a quartet?
Yes, I stood right next to the tenor, and when he couldn't reach the high notes, I stuck him with a pin.
Well, now, you're not planning on singing under your own name, are you, Mr. Moore?
No, I put everything in my wife's name.
All right, now, well, one of the first things that you must have before you can become a successful swoon singer is to have a glamorous name, one that people will remember, something original. I've got it, Hank Spinutra. That's it. We'll call you Hank Spinutra.
Hank Spinutra.
Yeah.
No, that sounds too much like Bing Croonsby.
Well, now I think we better test your voice. Now, come over here. Now, just go ahead and sing one note for a starter. No. We could use a little oil on that starter. You've never taken singing lessons before, have you, Mr. Moore?
Oh, yes. I took some lessons years ago, but I had to quit.
You became discouraged?
Well, sort of. My teacher shot himself.
Shot himself. Well, that's understandable. Well, now, let's delve into your family background a bit. You come from a musical family?
Oh, yes. My cousin traveled for 2 years with Nelson Eddy.
Traveled with Nelson Eddy? Well, what did your cousin do?
He put the raisins in Mr. Eddy's shortening bread.
Well, with that sort of a background, you can't miss. Now, will you sing just a note for me, please, Mr. Moore? Just one more note. That's it. No, there's an awful lot of work to be done on your voice. Lots of it.
Well, you've got to take into consideration I'm just at the age when my voice is changing.
Oh, yes. Well, any change would be an improvement. Now, Mr. Moore, the principle of the Gaxton method lies in proper breathing. You know how to breathe?
Oh, I've been breathing for years.
Well, you'd never know it. Now, let's breathe properly now. Now, just take a deep breath and throw out your chest. By the way, where is your chest?
I don't know. I haven't seen it since 1929. My chest in the stock market dropped at the same time.
Oh, yes. Well, now, Mr. Moore, pay attention to me, please. In order to create swoon power, you must sing something modern, something new, like this one. Mad about him, sad about him, how can I be glad about him? Blues, ba-boo, ba-boo.
I ain't strong enough to even sing the title of that one.
Why, of course you are. Now, come on. Now, just try to croon. Come on, just try to croon this last number. Now, here it is. Now, you just try it. That's it. Now, come on. Open up.
Croon it?
Yeah, croon it. Open up there.
Well,
now, open your mouth.
Croon.
That's it. Come on now.
I'll try it.
All right.
Oh, for nothing I do. Oh. sudden.
From your own singing?
No, I didn't.
Then what happened?
My uppers came loose and choked me.
Dale Evans bemoans the manpower shortage with "They're Either Too Young or Too Old." Bemoan, Dale, dear. Bemoan.
You marched away and left this town as empty as can be.
But I'm back now.
I can't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. For there is no secret lover.
I wouldn't go so far as to say that.
That the draft board didn't discover. They're either too young or too old. They're either too gray. Too grassy green, the pickings are poor and the crop is lean. What's good is in the army, and what's left will never harm me. They're either too old or too young. So, darling, you'll never get stung. Tomorrow I'll go hiking with an Eagle Scout unless I get a call from Grandpa for a snappy game of chess. I'm finding it easy to stay good as gold. They're either too young or too old. Why, they're either too bald.
Oh, Bergen, yeah. Well, he's not your type, is he?
Or too bold.
I get it.
I'm so tired of getting them told. Confess to one romance, I'm sure you will allow. He tries to serenade me, but his voice is changing now. I've got everything right under control. I'll never fail you while you are in Australia, or out in the Aleutians, or off among the Russians, and flying over Egypt, why your heart will never be Egypt. And when you get to India, I'll still be what I've been yet. I've looked the field over, and lo and behold, they're either too young or too old.
Again, Bergen.
Charlie.
Yeah?
That is not the way to get Mr. Bergen to raise your allowance.
Well, we can step out tonight if you got a little money.
You see? They're either too young or too old.
You know, Bergen, I've decided that it's worse to own a jail than to be in one.
Is that so?
Say, what's this gag about you owning a jail, Charlie?
Well, it's no gag, Bill. It all happened at a bond auction in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago. They gave away a jail in Harvard, Nebraska for the person who bought the largest bond.
Oh, I see.
He's quick, isn't he?
Well, everyone was bidding 1,000 and 2,000 and 5,000.
Yeah, and you know, I ain't a guy for keeping my mouth shut.
Well, Charlie ended up by buying the biggest bond in the place, which naturally I had to pay for.
Tell him about it.
Yeah. So, I'm making it Charlie's job to operate that jail at a profit now.
Yeah, and don't worry, I'm working it out, too.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
That's why I invited Humphrey Bogart over tonight.
Oh.
We got an angle.
Oh, you have an angle.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Bogart.
Hello, small fry. Met me, pal.
Huh?
Pump the palm.
Oh. Yeah. Now, about this jail, I've been doing some thinking.
Oh, you have? Well, I have, too. Now, look, see?
Yeah?
We'll make it a high-class joint, see?
Yeah.
And cater to a more refined class of crooks, see?
Oh, see.
We won't even call it a jail. We'll give it a handle like the Greystone Plaza.
That's good. Or handcuffed arms. That's good. Why, we can even have a theme song.
Sure, we could. You mean something like, jail, the gang's all here.
Yeah. I like it.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, nice pipes you got, too. Nice pipes, yeah. Either that song or we could use When do stool pigeons come back to Capistrano? I'll come home and be a jailbird with you.
Now you're talking. And we'll advertise it as the only jail with duplex cells.
Yeah. Yeah, we can even put in a bath for dirty crooks.
No, I don't think that'll work, Charlie.
Well, why not?
A real crook never comes clean. There's too many C's in that.
Yeah. There's much in what you say there.
Yeah, this stuff you suggest is okay, but do you think it's enough?
Well, maybe we should get some outstanding criminal to give the place a bad name, huh?
Hey, that's a great idea.
Yeah?
Who should we get?
Well, let's see.
Who would be good? Some friend of mine.
What am I thinking? Humphrey Bogart, of course.
Oh, gee, do you really think so, Charlie?
Yeah. Certainly. Why, when it comes to a really low-down, despicable snake in the grass, you're the lowest down, as crooked as rat there is. You're really a rat, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, I try.
Yeah.
But wait a minute, Charlie. How do I know I like it? For instance, how's the food? You serve meals in bed?
Yeah, sure. We give you bunk breakfast and bunk lunch.
What about dinner?
Well, that ain't so hot either.
Yeah, well, I don't know about this.
Once a week, we'll slip you a cake with a hacksaw in it. That's nice.
So I can cut the bars?
No, so you can cut the cake. And we'll even let you pull a jailbreak.
Yeah?
Thinking of publicity, huh?
Yeah, maybe I better. Let's see. I think I'll meditate it over.
Yeah. Of course, if you don't want the job, we can always get Mrs. Pruneface, you know. After all, in your last two pictures, you've been on the side of the law, you know.
What do you mean by that crack?
Well, you're getting less hissable and more kissable. And for my jail, that's no good.
Well, don't worry about that, Charlie. In my latest picture, I'm plenty tough.
You mean in that picture, Thank You, Lucky Stars?
No, I don't mean Thank You, Lucky Stars.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. I mean conflict.
Okay, pal, okay. How tough are you, in round figures?
Well, for one thing, I bump off my wife.
Uh-huh. Now you're talking sense. That's the Bogart I love. I guess you're still pretty tough, though, huh?
You said it, I'm tough. I'm the number one pinup boy in the post office.
Yeah. That's good, yeah. Well, what I want to know is, are you well known among the bigger clinks, you know?
Am I well known among the bigger clinks, he wants to know. Why, most of the wardens call me by my first number.
Yeah. Gee, how about Roz? You usually pack a gat, don't you?
Certainly I pack a gat. I always carry at least two guns.
Two guns? Why two?
One doesn't shoot far enough.
Oh. Why don't you carry an automatic?
Hey, that's a good idea. I ought to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, they're pretty fast, huh?
Oh, they're very fast, yeah.
They are.
Yeah, I had one once and it shot off six times before I found out it wasn't loaded.
Oh, golly gee, Charlie, really?
Yeah. Now to get back to your career, did you ever pull a bank job?
Did I? Let me tell you about my job I pulled on the south side.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, I walked into the lobby, see, and the bank is crowded with people.
Uh-huh.
And you know what I did?
Stood in line?
No. No. I whips out my Tommy gun and thins out the population.
Oh, you are a ruffian.
Yeah, and just for laughs, I knocks off a couple of guards. Then I started picking up the money.
Yeah.
I fills up my front pockets with gold, and I fills my back pockets with silver. I'm running for the door, my pockets loaded with money, when what happens?
Your pants fall down?
No, I run smack into two G-men and a copper. So I shoots the bull.
You certainly do. Yes, you certainly do. I'm afraid you're just not the type for my jail, that's all.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Well, if I turn on the rough stuff, I'll scare any man in a joint.
Yeah. Well, I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to prove that, too. Hooray, Mr. Noble. This is a pushover.
What is it, Charles, old boy?
This man wants to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a stick-up, bud. Give me 20 bucks and I want it fast.
Oh, certainly, old chap. You sure it'll be enough?
Now, never mind the gab. Give me the money.
I say, though, could you give me any collateral, you know?
Collateral?
Uh-huh.
I'll give you some lead.
Oh. Well, what are they getting for lead nowadays?
This is awful.
Why, you poor dope, I'll take you for a ride.
You will? How jolly. Have you got a C card?
Aren't you afraid, Ray?
No. Should I be?
Oh, this is terrible. I'm disillusioned with you, Bogart.
Oh, gee whiz, Charlie. Hey, this means a lot to me. Please, Mr. Noble, be scared.
Well, frankly, I think you're a very likable fellow.
He thinks I'm a likable fellow. Well, how do you like that? If Warner Brothers ever hears about this, I'm washed up.
That's all, brother. That's all.
Time after time, we hear people say,
I'm tired, not up to par.
Maybe you need extra vitamins, minerals.
Yes, but which kind?
Well, I suggest you get Stamm's multivitamin and mineral tablets. Stamm's, the amazing new vitamin tablet invention, actually contains 8 vitamins and 9 minerals, 17 in all. Stamm's cost only 49 cents a package. Yet, Stamm's take the place of all less potent vitamin preparations. They're based on a principle approved by an official committee of doctors. Stamm's meet all United States government minimum requirements for vitamins A, B1, B2, C, and D. Guarantee full potency or money back. Remember, Stamm's can give you more pep if you're not up to par because your diet lacks vitamins and minerals. Each tablet gives you 8 vitamins, including all the B-complex vitamins recognized as essential, and 9 minerals. Just read the label. No brand containing so much costs so little. Ask your druggist for Stamm's. Brought to you by Standard Brands Incorporated. STAMS, Stamm's. Next week, in addition to the Chase and Sanborn regulars, William Gaxton, Victor Moore, Ray Noble, Dale Evans, Edgar, and Charlie, we're going to welcome as our guest Charlie's nemesis, W.C. Fields. The fun starts same time as always. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chase and Sanborn. Coffee made to serve in times like these. Humphrey Bogart appeared through the courtesy of Warner Brothers Studio and will soon be seen in Thank Your Lucky Stars. This is Bill Goodwin saying goodnight from Hollywood's Radio City.